Hey guys, this is Tom, W5KUB, host of Amateur Radio Roundtable, seen every Tuesday night on W5KUB.com. I guess you might notice I still have a little voice problem, laryngitis. Boy, I tell you, I've been fighting this for about 3 months now. Been to four or five doctor appointments, and it's getting a little better, but I don't know. We'll just have to see what happens here. I want to tell you a little about our show. And give you some updates if you've been following our show. So this is kind of a condensed version of things to come and things in the past. We're getting ready for our big Dayton Hamvention webcast. That'll be 40 or more hours of live streaming from the Dayton Hamfest Hamvention up in Xenia, Ohio. It's at the new place at the. This will be the third year that it's at the fairgrounds. And I've already been notified from astronaut Doug Wheelock, our friend Doug Wheelock. He says he'll be with us. I don't know what day yet, but he's planning on being here. This will be the sixth year that Doug attends with us. And he's always a cool guy to have on a show and meet people. So if you get to Dayton this year, come by our booth. We're in Building 2. And visit with us and say hi to Doug. One of the things we're doing this year, and if you check out our website at W5KUB.com, you'll notice on April 1st, we turned on a little pop-up, and basically what that says is we need your help to put this show on. You know, the Dayton Hamvention cost us over $3,000 to webcast that to our viewers, and we go there to do it. We work really hard. All we do is webcast. We don't get to shop around. Most years, I don't bring back more than 25 cents worth of things I might buy there. So it's mostly work hard for you guys. It'll be 40 or 50 hours of full live streaming this year. We'll be streaming our drive live as we go down that Wednesday prior to Hamfest. That's a 10-hour drive. We'll be streaming that live. We'll also be on DMR. We'll announce the talk group soon, and we'll be on D-Star, so you can talk to us in the truck. So you'll not only be able to see us and see where we're going, you can chat with us in the chat room, you can talk with us on DMR, and you can also talk to us on D-Star. And we're also going to be running the new MFJ rig pie that I've been beta testing, and we'll be running HF with that from the truck. And basically that's a new little box that connects to your radio at home, and through the internet we can do remote control to our HF rig. Might have kind of got out of order here. I was talking again about the cost of Hamvention. It's going to run us over $3,000. We're up there for five solid days, and what we're doing this year, we're going to be giving prizes away to our viewers. We're going to give away $8,000 to $10,000 in prizes to all our viewers, but we're going to set aside one prize. It's a special beautiful CAA 500 Mark II Comet antenna analyzer. We're setting that aside for just people that donate to help us with the expense of a Hamvention. So for every $10 a person might donate, we're going to put you in a hat for the CAA 500 antenna analyzer. And we'll announce that on Sunday about noon of Hamfest or Hamvention. Now, you do not have to be present to win, so don't worry. But if you donate $10, you get your name in a hat once, $20, twice, $30, three times, and so forth. Let's talk a little about our balloon launch. You know, we've been trying to get a balloon launched here to go around the world. And our problem has been the weather. The last 2 months, the weather has been so bad that we just have not been able to launch. The launch is the key to making it stay up there. The balloon is being designed using the sushi wrap type material for the balloon. That's much better than the Mylar balloons they're using now. The payload is going to be a little GPS receiver and an APRS and a whisper transmitter. Now the whole payload weighs less than 12 grams. That's less than 2 nickels. So you can see it's a very small balloon, very small payload. But these stay up sometimes a year or longer, and maybe circle the earth 20 times, 30 times, who knows. So we'll be getting reports back, position reports back every 2 minutes on APRS as to how high it is, where it is, and so forth. The balloon is being designed to fly at 40,000 feet, and that gets us right above most of the storms. Now, if this thing gets in a storm, it's going to come down. So that's why the design is to put us up in the 40,000-foot range. That's going to be launched with our friend Bill Brown, WB8ELK. He is the master of high-altitude balloons. He's got over 500 balloon launches under his belt, and he works for NASA, so we're expecting a good launch here and a good balloon to be in the air here real soon. Now, on our website, on W5KUB.com, we have a menu that says, at the top of the menu, it says balloons. So we'll have that set up where if you click on it, it will show you a map and show you where our balloon is. The next big ham fest we have is the Huntsville Ham Fest that comes up in August. And man, it is a doozy. It's all inside, air conditioned. It's a beautiful place. It's at the Von Braun Center. So it's about the third largest ham fest in the United States. And it's all inside, air conditioned. You can park under the underneath in a garage. Our hotel, the Embassy Suites, actually connected to the Von Braun Center, so we don't even have to go outside to go from the hotel to the ham fest. So that makes it really neat. It's a great one, and that's coming up in August. Yeah, we had a great show this past week with Josh and with Katie Allen, and we had Martin F. Jew on there with us. Martin, of course, is the founder of MFJ, and he's a regular on our show. Next week, we're going to have Riley Hollingsworth back with us. Riley is the retired special counsel to the FCC, and he was in the enforcement division of the amateur radio, where while he was there, they did a lot of cracking down on all this bad stuff that goes on with ham radio. So anyway, Riley has still got a lot of connections back to the FCC, and he's also a co-host on our show and is with us occasionally, and he answers your FCC questions. So if you have any FCC questions, post them on our Facebook group. And that reminds me, if you're not a member of our Facebook group, please join it. Our Facebook group is called W5KUB. So just do a search for W5KUB and join. It's a great ham radio group. We've got over 7,000 members in it now. And ask questions, post pictures of your shack. Katie Allen will then take your pictures of your shack and we'll show them on the show. Or you can post your questions to Riley Hollingsworth and we'll try to get you FCC questions answered. You know, we've been webcasting things like the Dayton Hamvention and Huntsville and Field Day for over 17 years now. And our live weekly show, Amateur Radio Roundtable, has been going now for about 4.5 years. And, you know, just this year, we've recently just introduced the audio podcast here. And we really would like to hear from you guys. We heard from a few of you, not too many of you. But, you know, the audio podcast is a new exciting part for us to have something new on and getting the word about ham radio out kind of in a different format. So if you're out there, send us an email to tom@w5kub.com. tom@w5kub.com. Tell us where you are, if you're driving or if you're in the office, you know, how you like the podcast and so forth. Also, I'm just interested to how many of our podcast listeners actually view our shows. And if you can't view the show live, the shows are always recorded and are on our site under W5KUB.com under the Archives button, or you can find them on YouTube under W5KUB. Well, that's probably about all I had tonight to talk to you about. Again, pardon my voice. It's holding up fairly well, but it just doesn't sound normal. But thanks again for tuning in to our podcast. And if you get a chance, watch us live. If you can't, continue with the audio podcast here. And we really appreciate you guys following us. And I'll say 73 to you, and we will see you again.